what it is.
Yeah. All right, Philip, I don't know, man. You were really good in the whoops. We'll start with that. I thought you were really good there. You're not jumping the jumps, but you're getting it done. You're getting it done.
Yeah, fuck. I got to kill myself in the whoops to make up for the rhythms that I'm not jumping. You know, I don't know why it happens, but if I don't do them in the beginning of the day, I don't do them the entire fucking night, and it just, I get tunnel vision, you know, and it's kind of a bummer because I was in a really good position to run that pace, which I did for a little while, and yeah, I kind of just fell apart a little bit. So
yeah, like I was bugging you about that 3-3-4. That's big. I don't really expect you to do that, but there is a 3 you're out there that you could pull.
Yeah. After that section, I should have went 2-3-2. I was going rolled 2-3 single, and I'm like, fuck. And each guy, three guys passed me, and they all passed me there. And I'm like, I need someone to fucking, you know, shoot me with a pellet gun in that section every lap just to get me to do it. But overall, it was okay. I was kind of bummed because I feel like, I said in a few other interviews, me and Mitchell kind of got in a funk. I don't know what happened. And I kind of just trail rode with him. Yep. And Styles reeled us in and blew our doors off and kept going. But I think if I could have got Mitchell, I think maybe Styles wouldn't have got me, and maybe I could have had Pierce when he tipped over, and it would have made for a better night. But overall, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think, I feel like I said, like, yeah, you're getting starts, and you're making the best out of, you know, what you got. But yeah, I think you got more in you, you know?
Yeah. No, there's definitely a lot more in there. It's not an excuse. RJ did tag me pretty good and ripped a bunch of spokes out when he went by. So there's a bunch of tinging going on in my front wheel. It had me a little freaked out, but again, that's no excuse. I just, I fell apart, got a little tired, and I don't know if, I don't know. It was just a weird night. So I'm kind of fucking bummed about it because it should have been a sixth.
What about this Lopes kid, huh? Like, he's doesn't have the endurance, but this is a real eye opener.
Yeah, well, I told Enzo, he's, you know, you got to be a workhorse. You know, he's got the talent. He just got to now get the other part to catch up.
Like
to
suffer, right?
Yeah. You got to learn the suffer factor. So the speed's there. I've known it's been there for a couple of years. That's why I wanted to get him on the club team and keep him there so he can, you know, he's a diamond in the rough, you know. So, and kids like that a lot of times don't get the chance to show it. So now he's showing it.
I don't think he's ever led laps before like he did tonight, right?
Yeah. So A1 was good. This week was good. So it's a building process. That shit takes time, so it just doesn't happen. But, yeah, he's good. I told you.
Yeah, you did. Before A1, you're like, he's ripping. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. But no, yeah.
It's pretty funny because in the heat race, he didn't run it on RJ or anybody else. But when he's behind me, fucker's running in on me, though. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? You know, so he races me a lot different. When we practice at club, he'll run it in on me. Yeah, he'll stuff me. And I told him after the heat race, I'm like, dude, I said, if that was me in front of you or behind you, I said, would you ride high in the berms in the heat race like that and stuff? He goes, no. I'm like, would you stuff me? He goes, yeah. I'm like, well, what the fuck are you doing? So,
you know what? I think he's pretty young. He's pretty naive, and this is all growing. Like, he doesn't really, I need to be in better shape? I need to be more aggressive? Oh, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, listen, if I had his talent, he had my fitness, we'd be one hell of a rider. So it's but he can fix the fitness part. I'll never get the talent part. So
it's too late.
It's too late for me. So I'll just stick with what I'm doing out there. And but overall, it was okay. 2-8 to start the season. We'll keep building, showing flashes of brilliance here and there. But I just need to, if I can fix practice a little bit and kind of set my mojo a little bit better, I think that would make me happier.
Cool. Thanks, Philip.
Yeah, thank you.